The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Puss's daughter saw that Chuck E. Cheese characters kill people movie, right?
Yes, yeah. She did. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
It looked pretty spooky, and it looked like an obvious movie that should have been made years ago. Doesn't it look obvious? Those things have always been kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But apparently Chuck E. Cheese says, yeah, we're taking them down now because of the movie?
Yeah, it sounds like all their animatronic characters, except for one location in California, are gone.
Because of the movie?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
Because it freaked out kids. If the kids didn't see the movie, they're not going to be freaked out by the characters.
Yeah, and I don't know if Chuck E. Cheese doesn't have those animatronic guys, which that was always like such an intriguing thing as a kid. Like you could, you know, everybody like peeks behind the curtain when they're not performing and stuff. Like if that's not there, it's just an arcade.
It's a casino. Bad pizza place.
Yeah, casino
place,
for kids, right.
Right, and an arcade for that matter.
Well, the whole movie was based off of a computer video game that's, I think, been around for quite a while, too.
The video game's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of, like, two, three, four, like, it's got sequels.
Like sequels?
Yeah.
Okay, but the movie's based basically, the guy has to be a night watchman
follows
at this place.
Follows a security guard who must survive five nights in a Chuck E. Cheese-inspired restaurant while animatronic characters come alive and try to kill him.
How many locations of Chuck E. Cheese are still out there?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Is one in Omaha still there?
I didn't know they existed anymore. I thought they went away.
The one in Omaha was right off of Dodge Street, right? I hate to be too specific out of town listeners. I was there. We never had any of our kids' birthdays there, but I think it was Jimmy Casino's daughter had a young birthday there, and I was there once, and my kids were small, and it was brutal.
You were probably one of my kids' birthday parties.
I think you're right.
I recall 568 at Chuck E. Cheese.
568 left.
Wow.
I heard there's going to be one that keeps the animatronic characters. That LA
and that's the one that murders kids, right?
The only real one.
We took our.
This doesn't murder. This movie doesn't murder kids, though, does it? It murders the guy.
I don't know that.
But are kids impressed by with the technology now?
Well, little kids though.
No,
I feel like if you grew up on an iPad, you'd be more impressed by an animatronic like shaking at you. You'd be like, "What is this?" 3D?
You guys, Cameron, you're young enough. Were you ever, when you were a little kid, remember being at Chuck E. Cheese real little?
Yeah, I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese.
You probably liked them, huh?
Chuck E. Cheese was all right. Yeah.
I remember being upset because it used to be Showbiz Pizza.
Yes.
And they had that dude, and then when they changed it.
Was it the Bear Band?
The Bear. And I was like, I like that. And then it became Chuck E. Cheese. I was like, sellouts.
your dad always wanted to go to a place where the Bears were at, too.
Yeah.
Without you.
And what's creepier, if the animatronics are on stage singing songs or if they're just all out back?
Yeah. Laying there. Like
by the dumpster?
Yeah.
All leaning up against
the
dumpster.
They've all got little cigarettes in their claws.
Yeah. We got fired. So that is the reason? The article says they got rid of those because of one movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big trend. The video games are very, very...
Oh, yeah.
There was even a parody movie that Nicolas Cage made. It was Willy Woolly's Wonderland or something, and
I remember that. I remember the movie. So that was a video game.
It
also.
Was loosely that movie was loosely based on this video game.
Well, The Last of Us. That's when I first learned that was a video game. I'm watching the series. It's great.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't play the video games, but I would definitely. The series was amazing. Man, I can't wait for the second season of that comeback.
Settle in. It's going to be a couple years.
It's going to be a while because of the strike.
It's sometime 2025.
I don't got time for that.
Except you do, and you'll find something to do for the next.
But
two
that
years.
Was a great series, man.
Oh, it was,
and that kind of stuff is usually not my favorite genre zombie stuff, but that one had a more of a human element to it.
Well, and they said that that was one of the first that was based on a game and was successful and good. And now
I just don't understand the hair trigger. The hair trigger Chuck E. Cheese thing. If kids don't, you're not going to take a 4-year-old kid to see that scary movie where these animals come alive, these robots come alive and hunt you down. So that kid's not even going to know the movie exists.
Yeah, but their older brother's going to tell them.
Yeah, well,
they're probably just looking for a major rebrand.
Like, right, that's it. It's a rebrand,
an excuse to move on.
Yeah.
We're going to do this because of this, and really doesn't have to do anything with it, but sure sounds good.
Right. I wish I would have known that was going to happen, because that would have been fun to just, you know, get baked and go see the animatronics play a couple more songs before they're just gone forever.
I think they ask you if you have a kid when you go in those places. They don't want you just hanging out.
Well, do you have a kid?
That's where that calculus pedophilia thing comes in, right?
Yeah,
right.
Pedophilic angle.
Right. They say, when you walk in, they say, do you have a kid? You say, not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you think they should do like a farewell
tour? Or say,
tour?
What do you got? Yeah.
Yeah. Just shopping.
They I'm just looking. See, I'm just looking.
Just looking.
I always say, I'm just looking when I go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese's band have a name?
I'm sure there
is.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. What if they just sent the one L.A. band to all the Chuck E. Cheese venues around? I bet they could sell those tickets. Sell that tour.
A farewell tour.
Yeah, it'll put Taylor Swift on her heels, you know?
That's a like good point, man. Right.
Munch's Make-Believe Band is the name of the...
Oh, that's great.
I never knew that.
Creepier there.
I did not know, and that doesn't help.
This is from the Today Show. Well, it says that Chuck E. Cheese was an orphan who didn't know his birthday. That's a lot sadder than it needs to be.
Right. It does. It's a guy selling pizza, for Christ's sakes. You know?
We took my niece and nephew there one time when they were like...
The pizza guy's got a backstory.
It's a horrible origin.
Parents had disowned him.
Right. Like 4 and 2, my niece and nephew. That was the longest hour of my life. We were there. My nephew was... They had like they got these little tubes around on the ceiling.
Yeah,
that. He got lost up there. We couldn't find it.
Is a huge COVID tube at this point.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
That's where you dip the swab into. It just goes right into one of those little
tubes.
It's
not quite as nasty as the ball pit, but it's close.
Oh, the ball pit's worse, probably. You're right.
The tubes are so funny because you ever see a parent trying to leave a place, but one of those kids is up in a tube,
and
they're like, let's go, and that kid's just waving from the tube.
Dude,
I want to leave, and that kid is just waving from the tube. And then you're like, I'm going to, and then that kid scurries off.
You
just described my experience. Yeah. Luckily, that was the 2-year-old that was doing that. We had the 4-year-old sister with us. We're like, go flush him out.
Yeah.
So she had to go up,
she goes
chase
full
him out.
Rambo.
Yeah, she goes up there too. And then she just
ties that bandana on, crawls up there.
She was the good kid. She was the one that was going to live. Yeah, go flush your brother out. It's time to go.
It's an extraction job.
But you know what, though? What they do, though, is they have beer. And you can't beat that. I mean, that's a lifesaver.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese has beer?
Yeah, oh, they have to.
Oh, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese has beer?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's the only thing that keeps that thing going.
Right. So Chuck E. Cheese has to apply for an alcohol. They don't have a liquor license then.
Oh, we wouldn't have had a birthday party.
No, just beer. Yeah. Just beer.
Just beer. Just beer. Yeah.
If they didn't have any
full
beer.
Full-on vodka Chuck E. Cheese. That'd be kind of cool.
They should.
Yeah.
Beer would have been a deal breaker for many parents.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I wouldn't even wet.
Beer? I didn't even.
That was the only thing that made it tolerable for adults.
I remember actually asking the first time I went to Chuck E. Cheese. It probably was one of Todd's kids.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, I probably still would have went, but I said, they got beer, right? Okay, yeah, I'll be there. All right,
Did Chuck E. ever get adopted?
You
know, or did he just live his whole life in a home?
It might be too late now.
He found the Munch.
He aged out, man.
He
aged out of foster care.
Right.
Chuckie's but then he started a business. He's really a success story, that Charles Cheese.
He was into powders for a little bit, but he overcame that.
But a heartbreaking childhood, though, you know.
Yeah.
The SNL bit with the 27-year-old orphan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
She's one of the new cast members. That was a good breakout for her.
I got to go start watching the rest of that. I forgot that was on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I also learned the term, and I don't know if this is a thing or if they just invented it on SNL, a blouse is a femme top.
Yes. Mm.
That was during the sleep science segment, Bo and Yang. And,
Yeah.
Puss is a femme top.
And when the people came out to dance, was that Boy Genius?
It was Boy Genius.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of like them.
Yeah, they're good.
I still haven't watched them yet.
I saw three guitars, so I'll give them a chance, and I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, they're good.
Is it Indigo Girls or is it rock?
They kind of rock. Second song they changed up. There's a little tempo change in it, but it was good.
I got to check them out. That's on my DVR. I got to watch the rest
of
that.
They had like hooks and melodies and rock songs.
I'll watch it. All right.
Yeah, it's worth a look.
Looks like the showbiz band was called the Rock Fire Explosion, and they were way better than the Chuck E. Cheese band.
No, come on.
Did you like the showbiz one better?
Yeah, I'm looking at it too. Like, they'd have ventriloquists.
Because you were a kid in town.
They had like a gorilla on keyboards, way cooler than the Chuck E. Cheese band.
What about the song choices?
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't remember any songs. I do remember the Billy Bob was like the mascot for showbiz, and he had like kind of like an Oscar kind of character that hung out in a trash can next to him. They had a ventriloquist.
Was that, did you go there? Was that Divorced Dad Place?
No, that was
when your dad had you every other weekend. Was that where it was? Because there's I know Bobcat did a funny bit on that years ago, but there's
the Family Fun Center.
The Family Fun Center is a divorced dad place. In fact, I remember even being with my kids by myself, and I always made sure I wore my ring just because I didn't want to be like divorced. I take my daughter to movies all the time when she was little, and I'm thinking, oh, this is divorced dad stuff. People are looking at me like, this is divorced dad stuff, man.
Better get her back on time.
Yeah, exactly. So your dad didn't take you there on divorced dad weekend?
No, because I was like a kid going there.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You were older when it happened. Okay.
I just got a text from Jimmy Cassino. His daughter had a Chuck E. Cheese birthday
That's
party.
That's the one I remember being at that one.
He said the bar tab was almost 50 beers.
Wow. Oh, he covered that for us?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, and
you know
that wasn't more than maybe an hour or two.
Oh, I know. I know exactly. I remember being there for his daughter's birthday party, and she was probably two maybe. And I remember actually just being there, and that's been...
You may have contributed to that 50 beers.
Oh, I know I did. I drank a ton there, and I never paid him back for that. So
you're like a six-year-old kid. Your birthday party's winding down. Right. You're out on the curb in front of Chuck E. Cheese. Your dad's drunk, and you just got like a bouncy ball, a Tootsie Roll, and a Chinese finger trap from the tickets.
I love your dad's drunk in that aspect.
You're patting him on the back like mom will be here soon, you know?
Well, that's the only thing that makes kids' bowling alley birthday parties tolerable.
Oh,
I've been to and hosted more than one of those, and that's the beer. The pitchers of beer is the only thing that makes that okay.
Cigarette smoke.
Yeah, me and Craig went back and forth with our kids. We did that. We did it on purpose. We would have birthday parties for our kids at bowling alleys for about 2-3 years in a row. His kids are my kids, and we get to go and just bowl and drink. Yeah. I remember that, and it was on purpose. And then and some of them, they kind of aged out of that. We were bumming. You don't want a bowling alley party again? Damn it. Right.
They said, Dad, go bowling by yourself. It's fine.
Looks like this Chuck E. Cheese thing is even said that Chuck E. Cheese is the orphan who hosts birthday parties for children because he never knew his own birthday and is desperately seeking to compensate for a lost childhood.
Oh, oh,
that's a very dark.
Yeah, that's the argument that Michael Jackson's attorneys used. Unfortunately.
Well, I don't understand the need for a backstory for a 2-year-old. I mean, the backstory, that's an adult theme right there, that backstory. So why even have
it?
Yeah, can't it just be a rat with a band?
Right, a rat with a band, right.
And we know this because Todd and Tyler are spokespeople for Jack Daniels, but Jack Daniels never knew his birthday.
Oh
yeah, that's right.
But he was really Jack, the real Jack Daniels.
Yeah,
right.
We think that's kind of on his mom.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
write that down.
I mean, look at the calendar when it comes out of your vagina.
Right. If someone hadn't told me when my birthday was, I would have no idea when my birthday was either. No.
Wait, could you just make something up?
I suppose that you could.
You know the general age of the kids. Yeah, your birthday is August 9th.
Yeah.
If you had the baby, you should know the date. If you adopted the baby, it's different. You might not know the exact date.
I think Jack Daniels' mom had the month.
You know why? Because she was hammered. Probably.
So.
Yeah.
But he invented the whiskey. So what was she hammered on?
Something that wasn't as
bourbon.
Good as Jack Daniels, apparently.
It was in her blood, in his blood, and he used that blood to create the whiskey.
There's another backstory right there.
Yeah.
All right, so that sucks for the Chuck E. Cheese. So it's a Chuck E. Cheese ripped down in Omaha. We'll take that call.
Well, it's not, they're not ripping them down. They're just taking out the band.
No, I know. Is the band gone?
They're going to auction.
Can you go
off.
See the band
that's
again?
The best part.
Can you, like, last weekend for the band, you
right.
know?
Right. Yeah. And is it really that
like
big
Nick
a
said,
loss?
Go get high and look at it.
Yeah.
You ever see the video of the guy that is like bought a bunch of old animatronics from places like
yes.
that?
Yes,
he
and
did
then
that
he,
showbiz, with Showbiz, yeah.
Yeah, he did it with the Showbiz ones, and then he plays other music on it. It's like, those are very scary, but pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
that'd be,
mm-hmm.
like, what a fun, that's sounds, in some dude's basement.
Sounds
that's,
creepy. That's, is it creepy? Okay,
it's got to
it
be. It's yeah. very creepy. But it's cool to see different kinds of music coming out of it.
That guy has good mushrooms.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah. He probably has a lawyer on retainer, too, for that matter, in case they come looking for him. You know, hey, kids, come down in the basement. Yeah. You know?
Follow up from Jimmy Cassino. He said it was 2 hours, and you even brought another dude with you.
I did. My buddy was in town. I remember exactly that. I had a buddy visiting from out of town. And yeah. he drinks a lot of beer himself.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. you guys probably accounted for 25 of that 50.
Oh, easily.
In 2 hours.
He remembers that, yeah. Good show.
Good was show. It?
Yeah. I don't remember. I remember it was mediocre pizza and beer, but you know what? I live off that.
Yeah.
yeah. Mediocre pizza and beer is pretty much my diet for the past, you know.
In the morning.
And yeah. and I mean, even mediocre pizza is pretty decent pizza.
You're right. You're right.
You know,
you're hungry, man. I got no problem.
It's one of those.
That.
That's one of the few foods yeah. out there that you, it's always pretty decent.
It sure is.
You know,
sure.
I mean, you'd rather have the good pizza.
You would.
Yes, I would.
But you'll
but they don't have that at Chuck E. Cheese.
Mediocre pizza.
But a lot of places like there's.
I'm guessing they don't advertise the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. You probably don't hear many Chuck E. Cheese commercials.
Are they allowed to?
Right. not be allowed to.
Well, they should pay us a few thousand after that segment.
No, they got rid of the. They got rid of the band. I ain't gone. You know.
And Todd, yeah, I think many of us were conditioned to have a love of low rent pizza by Totino's Party Pizzas.
Oh sure,
ooh, that yeah. sets the bar low.
But you loved them.
But you did.
You loved them. And
but
so
that's
you,
what I'm saying. So what? It you can't get worse.
I no. despise those.
But they were like 10 yeah. for $10.
Yeah. Of yeah. course.
You cut them into crap. Little triangles, though. You ever
yeah.
cut them into?
there was a low rent awesomeness about those pizzas.
You should do a show. You guys should do a show at Chuck E. Cheese this weekend since there's no band.
They've
know,
got an empty stage.
Yeah, yeah they've got
go
the stage.
Go see Cameron
yeah.
and Nick at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Queef jokes at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on
yeah.
out, everybody.
Baron queef jokes, too, for that matter.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.